Can the game get here already? It's Friday, and we welcome you. Eagles 360, Eagles insider Dave Spadaro, along with Chris McPherson, and we're 2 days away from the first of six NFC East showdowns. I think the entire town is teetering a little bit here, Chris.
Teetering with excitement?
Yes.
Anxiety?
Yeah, a little bit of everything.
Yes, because certainly you have the Dallas Cowboys coming to town. You want to see the Eagles get off to a great start from the home crowd. First time they'll be playing in the regular season at Lincoln Financial Field. And what better way than to usher in the home schedule than bring in those venomous Dallas Cowboys. Dallas got off to a great start, coming from behind to beat the New York Giants. Of course, the Eagles trying to erase that taste out of their mouths after losing Monday night to Atlanta. The crowd is going to be ready. It's just a matter of, will the Eagles deliver on Sunday?
Yeah, I need a 60-minute effort from this football team after struggling in the first half Monday night, but that's all behind us. We look ahead to Sunday. We've got a great show for you today. We're going to do a little stats only, some key matchups that Chris and I delve into, and then the game plan show takes a look at defensive lineman Taylor Hart, who on Monday night saw his first regular season action in the NFL. First things first, though, let's get you caught up with everything Philadelphia Eagles, our Eagles 360 update with Alex Smith.
Hi, everyone. I'm Alex Smith here with your 360 update presented by Sports Authority. Well, before we head into hashtag beat Dallas on Sunday, let's take a look back at some of the best moments from the week here at the NovaCare Complex. We'll start things off with Chip Kelly talking about what needs to improve against Dallas.
First and foremost, penalties. You know, you go out and you got 10 penalties against Dallas, and you're probably going to end up on the wrong side of the stick. You know, you got to clean up, the things that we can control. And we didn't do a very good job from that standpoint. We actually had a turnover that we created that we had to call back because of a penalty on the defensive side of the ball. So when you really look at how many yards we lost on the offensive side of the ball and a turnover on the defensive side of the ball, you know, we're shooting ourselves in the foot. And none of that, you know, the penalty on the defensive side of the ball didn't affect the rush or the fumble recovery. You know, it was down the field. So that part of it's got to clean up. You know, if you're going to be a good football team in this league, you can't be a highly penalized team in this league.
One of the biggest storylines for the Eagles heading into Sunday is that DeMarco Murray will be facing his former team in the Dallas Cowboys. Last year, Murray rushed for 1,845 yards with the Cowboys star on his helmet. But to him, this is just another game.
Not at all. Not from my end, at least. Like I said, this is a true business, and I'm very, so to speak, emotionless when it comes to a lot of things, especially the business side. I understand the business aspect of NFL, and it's all about, you know, just finding guys who's right for your system. And I feel like, you know, I'm here, and this is the best place for me. This is where I want to be, and this is the team that wanted me. So I'm not worried about, you know, those guys. And I'm sure they're a great, great group of guys, great organization, a lot of respect for them. But I've moved on a long time ago, and I'm happy to be here.
During his conference call with the Philadelphia media, Cowboys quarterback Tony Romo spoke about not having his go-to target in Dez Bryant and how everyone else needs to step up in Bryant's absence.
I don't know. We'll see. You know, obviously you got to have things in place to help, you know, the football team with the ball. And then you're not going to be able to just plug someone in and, hey, there's another Dez Bryant. It doesn't happen. And, you just got to, everyone's got to step up and be better.
During Monday night's season opener in Atlanta, we saw all three inside linebackers get significant playing time for the Eagles. And according to D'Amico Ryans and defensive coordinator Bill Davis, that rotation should continue on Sunday.
We're rolling all three of them in kind of a little bit of a get-back-from-injury mode, and how do we use these three in the right situation. So depending on personnel that comes at us, we kind of send in the inside backers in that kind of a format.
We'll see how it goes throughout the flow of the game. We'll see how the rotation goes. I mean, I expect it to pick up a little bit more.
That will wrap things up here from the Eagles Nest. Be sure to tune into our kickoff show at 3:30 on Sunday afternoon right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Thanks so much, Alex. Now time for a little crunch time. Jordan Matthews, one of the stars of Monday night, off the right way with 10 catches, 102 yards. Boy, the sky's the limit for that kid.
Certainly is. Now, everyone knows that his cousin is Hall of Fame wide receiver Jerry Rice. Jerry Rice had over 1,500 yards in his second NFL season. What will Jordan Matthews do? And has Matthews ever name-dropped the Hall of Famer to get ahead in life? You'll find out on this week's edition of Lay's Kettle Cooked presents Crunch Time right after this break.
With extra 20 checking from Santander, you can get paid $20 a month. Just direct deposit $1,500 or more and pay two bills a month with the online bill pay feature. Then you can get paid $20 a month. That's just the way it works. So what are you waiting for?
Carbs to compete. Electrolytes to replenish. Everything you need to keep sweating.
Hi, my name is Jim Taylor. I've been with Acme for 34 years. Our Lancaster brand beef is the best around. We cut our meat fresh every day. We actually have customers come from other stores just for our meat.
Freshness is our number one priority. No one beats our fresh fish.
We have the freshest apples, the Christie's lettuce. Fresh produce is what we do.
We do the best cake decorating in the area, hands down.
123 years strong. Come on in, you'll see the changes, you'll feel it, you'll love it.
I step to Philly.
I step to Philly.
The bus.
The trolley.
Regional rail.
I step to Philly.
The 17 to training.
Broad Street line.
To my parkway.
Market Frankford line.
All night.
Welcome to this week's edition of Lay's Kettle Cook presents Crunch Time. My special guest this week, none other than second-year wide receiver Jordan Matthews. Jordan, Eagles, Cowboys. Yep. This Sunday at Lincoln Financial Field, what do you think of when you hear the name, the Dallas Cowboys?
I definitely think a rivalry. I know that it's going to be a great test for us. I know it's always going to be competitive against them. And then I think every single time you go out there on the field with them, it's kind of got that, you know, college football feel where it's like, you know, this game like really means like a lot. But at the same time, we always have that mindset that every game is the same. So we always like to take all the stuff around us, all that outside hype, kind of put it to the side and just focus on what we have to do. And I think everybody's kind of on that same mindset.
I was reading your media guide bio, and I thought it was interesting that you said your welcome to the NFL moment came last Thanksgiving against the Cowboys. I'm thinking to myself, he had already played a bunch of games. He already had some success. Why was that your welcome to the NFL moment?
Because it was really one of those times when it was like, it felt, wow, this is like really what the NFL is like all about. Like I'd played a Monday Night Football game before that too, but you know, we had played night games throughout the preseason, so it was kind of like, okay, I understand this, but it was the whole aura of it being in Dallas Cowboys Stadium, it being on Thanksgiving, knowing that that's the only game everybody's watching, like even the casual fan, when it's Thanksgiving, you know, you got to get a big turkey, eat with the family and watch football. And so for my first year in the league to be able to play on Thanksgiving against the Cowboys, I thought that was amazing. It was a huge blessing, and I definitely had a lot of fun out there.
Big difference this year, you have Sam Bradford as your quarterback. You two have developed a nice rapport early on. What's something about him that fans don't know?
I mean, you wouldn't know it, but he actually knows a little bit of hip-hop, knows a little bit of hip-hop music.
Really?
And I was surprised because when we play the newer hip-hop, he's not like singing along or anything. I don't think he follows it anymore.
Okay.
But whenever we play the old school stuff, I'll like be walking by him and I'll catch him like saying the lyrics. I'm like, was that Sam? You know, but I really won't call him out sometimes because I was going to see like how much he knows. But there were a couple songs, he seemed like word for word. And I'm a big music guy too. Yeah. So, I mean, that's pretty cool to know that your quarterback, you know, he's definitely, you know, when it comes to football, he's very cerebral. He's that guy. But at the same time, you know, he's got a little hip-hop in him, too, so I like that.
It's funny you mentioned old school. What do you consider old school now?
Old school now, I mean, of course, you know, I'm a big hip-hop enthusiast, so I like, you know, the Pox, you know, the Biggies, you know, Nas. I think, you know, more when I was coming up a little bit, you know, Jay-Z's kind of transcended time, so Jay-Z was old school. But then even as I was coming up, he was still making music that me and some of my friends rocked to. And then when I was younger, of course, Kanye West, but him, those guys transcended time. But at the same time, they can kind of do a little bit of a crossover. But when I say old school, you know, I'm thinking of the more so the Pox, the Biggs, the Nas's, N.W.A., those type of guys.
So your cousin is Hall of Fame wide receiver Jerry Rice.
Yes.
And I'm sure you've delved into that story many times. Mm-hmm. Have you ever name dropped him in order to get an advantage anywhere?
Yeah, definitely. When I was trying to get my scholarship to play college, I mean, it was so rough because nobody was really, you know, biting at the bait when it came to, like, colleges. They were all, like, interested, but nobody wanted to offer. So whenever I got a chance to, like, go meet a coach, I'm like, you know, I have a 3.9 GPA. Jerry Rice is my cousin, and, and you know, I've played football for 4 years. And they be, oh, what was that? You know, you've heard, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. He's the greatest of all time. So he just happens to have bloodline with me. So it's cool. But, you know, it's, you know, later on, though, people kind of knew about it. At this point, I really think it's just something cool. It's like a little fun fact. But, I mean, most people know it at this point.
All right. In his second year, he had 1,570 receiving yards.
Yep.
You had over 100 receiving yards in the season opener against Atlanta. Keep that pace up. You could surpass 1,600. Think you got a shot.
I'm trying to think about numbers right now. I'm trying to get these W's. It starts Sunday.
Excellent. Jordan Matthews, our special guest on this week's edition of Lay's Kel Cook Presents Crunch Time.
How's it progressing with the prisoner?
He'll tell us everything he knows very shortly, sir.
As you were.
Where were we?
13 serving 14.
Service!
If your boss stops by, you act like you're working.
It's what you do.
If you want to save 15% or more on car insurance, you switch to GEICO. It's what you do.
Section 512, row 6, seats 7 through 10. Those are our seats.
At this one time we can't be there, please treat them right.
Get there early, stay late, and yell a whole lot.
Dress warm, gloves, hats, warm boots.
Eric sits in the middle. Uncle Paul sits on the aisle.
And if you want to sit in my seat, make sure you get your ticket from the only place the fan can trust.
Buy and sell 100% verified authentic tickets with other true fans. Only on NFL Ticket Exchange. Tickets from one fan to another.
Carbs to compete. Electrolytes to replenish. Everything you need to keep sweating.
Stop by your McDonald's for the summer break menu. Choose from a delicious double cheeseburger, Filet-O-Fish, six-piece chicken McNuggets or a snack wrap, plus a small fry for just $2.50, and bring brighter days to your summer. Only at McDonald's for a limited time. I'm loving it. Welcome back to Eagles 360. Dave Spadaro, Chris McPherson. Time for our key matchups as we look ahead to Sunday's game. The Eagles and those Dallas Cowboys. Chris, why don't you begin?
I will start with the Eagles defense. Linebacker Kiko Alonso going against tight end Jason Witten, the wily veteran for the Cowboys. With no Dez Bryant, you know that for Tony Romo, Witten will be the safety valve. He was the go-to guy late in the win over the Giants last week. And we saw the athleticism from Alonso, who has the size and ability to be able to play out in space to take on those tight ends. So certainly a fun matchup. And I don't know if the Eagles really have ever had anyone of Alonso's size and stature to be able to keep up with someone like Witten, who has been a thorn in the Eagles' side for years.
Way back when a linebacker by the name of Carlos Emmons was able to be a tight end cover man, but the Eagles have had trouble since Emmons left town. My first matchup will be on defense again. This time it's cornerback Byron Maxwell looking to bounce back from his tough performance on Monday night against the Falcons. Maxwell against the Cowboys, Terrence Williams, not Dez Bryant, but still a threat down the field. And Byron Maxwell really needs to be more physical at the line of scrimmage. He talked about it during the week about how he was unable to get the technique down. He needs to be a better cornerback. All eyes on Byron Maxwell, not to be a shutdown cornerback necessarily, but to be much more productive than he was on Monday night against the Atlanta Falcons. Tough outing for him. He bounces back on Sunday.
Well, the key for Williams is going to be the man delivering the football, and that's Tony Romo, one of the smartest quarterbacks in the NFL. Obviously very talented, has been good for a number of years. But the thing is, when you look at the performance that both he and Sam Bradford had in their respective season openers, they both struggled early, bounced back late. The difference is Romo was able to come out with the win. Bradford was unable to deliver that W for the Eagles. But for Romo, a guy who I'm going to watch is a safety valve is going to be Lance Dunbar, very similar to who Sam Bradford has to utilize in Darren Sproles. So the first time for Sam Bradford playing in the regular season at home in the Lincoln Financial Field faithful, certainly will be amped up for this matchup, and the Eagles fans can't wait to get on Tony Romo's case. It's really going to be interesting to see how the workload that DeMarco Murray was able to take off Romo last year, how that's going to affect Romo moving forward, because now obviously you don't have Murray, but you don't have that go-to guy in Bryant.
Yeah, and certainly the Cowboys will look to other options, and so will the Eagles. Sam Bradford, well, last week he found Jordan Matthews 10 times. This week, do the Eagles throw the football down the field? And that is my second matchup. The Eagles wide receiving core against the Cowboys defensive backfield without Orlando Scandrick. It is not a star-studded group in Dallas, but they did the job against the Giants on Sunday night. The Eagles dinking and dunking their way to 24 points on Monday night. Do they throw it down the field to Nelson Agholor? Does Josh Huff stretch the defense? Who besides, or in addition to, I should say, Jordan Matthews contributes from the wide receiving core? The Eagles have talked about the depth at wide receiver here. They feel good about the depth. They like the numbers some of these young players they think will really blossom. Josh Huff, Jordan Matthews, Nelson Agholor, Riley Cooper, and Miles Austin, kind of role players in the Monday night loss. Really interested to see, Chris, if the Cowboys come in to take away DeMarco Murray, how does Sam Bradford attack in the passing game?
Yeah, it'll be something to watch. So coming up next here on Eagles 360, it's our stats-only feature. Alex Smith will delve into the numbers you need to know to get ready for Sunday's NFC East Showdown.
A wave of game day excitement is rolling into Dunkin'. Taste the new Tailgater Breakfast Sandwich stacked with smoked sausage, fire-roasted peppers, and onions. America runs on Dunkin'.
What makes a Temple Owl? Meet Stella. She's wise, fierce, and she's not alone. Temple University, where owls call home. We are the cherry in white. The city is our classroom, and we lead the rush hour, making our mark on every field around the world. A world without Temple, well, that's like the sky without the North Star. Temple, never stopping.
However you do sports, however you do fun, however you do summer, do it at Sports Authority. Shop thousands of great deals this summer. Sports Authority.
This fall at Dunkin' Donuts, get lost in pumpkin. Pick up your favorite pumpkin-flavored beverages and baked treats like the new pumpkin cheesecake square while they're still here. America runs on Dunkin'.
We welcome you back. It's Eagles 360 on this Friday at the NovaCare Complex. Dave Spadaro and Chris McPherson. Time now for a little stats only. This is where Alex Smith breaks down the numbers. We've given you stories all week. Now it's time to crunch some of those numbers with Alex Smith.
Hi, everyone. Alex Smith here inside the NovaCare Complex studios, and welcome back for another edition of Stats Only, where we go beyond the box score and tell you everything that you need to know about the Eagles matchups. Today we take a look back at the Atlanta game before moving on to Dallas, and we'll start things off by taking a closer look at Sam Bradford's Eagles debut. While Bradford's first half was shaky at times on Monday night, he rebounded in a huge way in the final two quarters, completing 21 of his 25 passes for 219 yards and a touchdown. In his first regular season action since 2013, Bradford completed a career-best 36 passes on Monday while throwing for 336 yards, the third highest total of his NFL career, completing passes to 10 different Eagles receivers. One of those receivers that Bradford was able to find often on Monday night was running back Darren Sproles, who has lived up to all expectations since joining the Eagles in 2014, providing a reliable pass-catching option out of the backfield. Sproles once again proved this week why he is Mr. Monday Night Football. Sproles was a huge piece of the Eagles' second-half comeback effort on Monday, catching seven passes for 76 yards and tallying 126 total yards from scrimmage. Sproles now has 592 career receiving yards on Monday Night Football, the sixth highest total all time amongst running backs, trailing only Keith Byers, Marcus Allen, Tony Dorsett, and Marshall Faulk. Sproles has done his damage in limited opportunities as well, as he and Faulk are the only players in that top six list who have played fewer than 20 games on Monday night. One of the biggest storylines heading into Sunday's game against Dallas is that the Cowboys will be without all-pro wide receiver Dez Bryant, and while Bryant is obviously a huge part of that offense, the numbers showed an interesting trend of how the Cowboys were able to move the ball without him on the field. In Sunday night's primetime win against the Giants, Dallas ran 49 plays with Bryant in the lineup. With number 88 on the field, the Cowboys gained 278 yards, averaging 5.7 yards per play. After Dez left the game with a broken bone in his foot, Dallas ran 22 plays, gaining 160 yards, good for an average of 7.3 yards per play, proving that even without Bryant, Tony Romo and the Cowboys offense can still find ways to move the ball. That will wrap things up for the Week 2 edition of Stats Only. We'll see you back here next week on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Thanks, Alex. Now we're getting ready for the final segment here on Eagles 360. But after this break, we'll delve into our final thoughts as we get you ready for Sunday's matchup. Everything you need to know, we're going to summarize it right here as we come back here on Eagles 360.
I step to Philly.
The bus.
The trolley.
Regional rail.
I step to Philly.
The 17 to training.
Broad Street line.
To my parkway.
Margaret Frankford line.
All night.
Hi, my name is Jim Taylor. I've been with Acme for 34 years. Our Lancaster brand beef is the best around. We cut our meat fresh every day, and we actually have customers come from other stores just for our meat.
Freshness is our number one priority. No one beats our fresh fish.
We have the freshest apples, the Christie's lettuce. Fresh produce is what we do.
We do the best cake decorating in the area, hands down.
123 years strong. Come on in, you'll see the changes, you'll feel it, you'll love it.
Experience the power of physical therapy at NovaCare Rehabilitation. We know the importance of an active lifestyle. If you're currently injured, let us bring that active lifestyle back to you. NovaCare is the exclusive provider of physical therapy to the Philadelphia Eagles. And with more than 100 convenient locations throughout Philadelphia and South Jersey, go to NovaCare.com today and request an appointment online or call 800-770-6682. The Eagles choose NovaCare, so can you. NovaCare, the power of physical therapy.
With extra 20 checking from Santander, you can get paid $20 a month. Just direct deposit $1,500 or more and pay two bills a month with the online bill pay feature. Then you can get paid $20 a month. That's just the way it works. So what are you waiting for?
Love the Eagles? Play the new instant game from the Pennsylvania Lottery. Players must be 18 or older. Please play responsibly. We're back. It's Eagles 360. Dave and Chris here. We'll give you our final thoughts in just one moment. First, we throw it over to the game plan crew. Mike Quick, Ike Reese, discussing one of the young, promising defensive linemen here who saw his first NFL action on Monday night. In focus, it's Taylor Hart.
All right, Mike, let's take a look at a promising young player. Not exactly a rookie, second-year guy, but got his first game action this summer and even last week his first initial game action. Taylor Hart, out of Oregon, defensive end, put on a lot of weight this offseason. Looks like he's ready to contribute.
You know, I remember Jerry Azenera, the defensive line coach, talking about him as a technician and how well he does everything right technically. Being bulked up a little bit and getting stronger, that's how you develop your players. And they see a lot of promise in Taylor Hart. You watch him here getting off blocks, making the stop.
Yeah, you talk about him being technically sound. Look at that. Pad square to the line, nice base there where he can use his strength. He's able to disengage from the lineman and go in there and make the tackle. That's textbook defensive end play when you're in a 3-4. Watch him here again. You see all these guys lined up. He gets reached a little bit, goes back door. Now, again, he could get, you know, coached up on this in the meeting room. Most coaches want him to stay to this side, but here's what I like about the play. Barwin is outside. You got D'Amico Ryans coming down. He goes back door, forces this runner to go wider. Guess who's there to make the tackle?
Well, and he's confident that he's got a guy that's going to set the edge, and he does a really nice job with his hands getting off the block. They saw the athleticism in him, and they just made him bigger and developing him in the offseason, and it's really starting to pay off for Taylor Hart.
Yeah, I'm really impressed with the size that he's put on, and he's playing with power, and he also is playing with great technique and great instinct. Watch him here again. Athletic ability.
Yeah.
You know, they're trying to cut him off on the backside here. He uses his hands to really shed the blocker, hops over, and makes this tackle.
This is the athleticism that I'm talking about. When they're trying to cut him, he's able to use his hands, as you said, hop over that block. Very effective, Taylor Hart.
Yeah, building depth among that defensive front is what the coaches have been able to do. Taylor Hart will be a big part of the game plan moving forward.
Thanks so much, guys. Well, Chris, we have arrived to this point where we're done for the week, although we're back, of course, for the kickoff show on Sunday at 3:30. Your thoughts here as the Eagles put on the final preparations for the Cowboys?
I think you'll see a better effort coming out early, and that's the biggest thing you want to see. I think the crowd will really energize this football team. I think they worked out some of those kinks early on, especially with the offense. And look, I don't think the Dallas defense is as good as what the Atlanta offense is going to present. So I expect the Eagles offense to get on track early on. Now, a lot of people are saying you look at this Dallas attack going against the Eagles defense. They don't have Dez Bryant. Will that be easier? It'll be easier to an extent, but there are still plenty of weapons, and they still have Tony Romo running the show at quarterback. I mentioned Lance Dunbar earlier in the show. I think he could be the guy who could be the thorn in the Eagles' side in this matchup. That's going to be one of my guys to watch here. But overall, I think the Eagles, they need this win much more than the Cowboys at this point. They don't want to go 0-2. They don't want to see the Cowboys 2-0, and not just 2-0, but 2-0 in the division as well. So for me, I think the Eagles will come out of this one with the win on Sunday.
Cowboys 7-5 at Lincoln Financial Field, including wins in the last two seasons. I look for the Eagles' defensive line to really set the tone here against an outstanding Cowboys offensive line. It really is up to the defense to establish things early for the Eagles. And, of course, the crowd on edge, excited, nervous, energetic. It's going to be a great game on Sunday, Chris. The NFC East starts right here on Lincoln Financial Field on Sunday. We got you covered start to finish on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Thanks so much for joining Chris McPherson and Dave Spadaro here on Eagles 360. Have yourselves a great Eagles Day.